Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I just wonder what his agenda is. You know, I wonder what he's going to do.
He's saying 2024, but I don't know.
I
just can't see it. I cannot see it. Let's say, you know, do you think David Lightman would know?
I don't think he'd know, but I certainly think he'll have a take.
Well, yeah.
David Lightman from McClatchy. You know, we were looking at the McClatchy piece on, you know, how McConnell's handling, you know, I mean, Donald Trump had some very choice words for him at the retreat, and McConnell didn't bite. And I actually think that if you want to sort of avoid things, that's a way to avoid it, because Trump wants you to bite, because then it becomes news, and then he's in the news cycle without having to do anything.
What do you think?
Exactly.
So Brian's analysis was perfect.
Yeah, I wish, I wish I could quote you Monday. That's all right.
Local radio host, you know, noted political analyst. Come on.
Well, seasoned political observer is what we.
Even better.
But is do you think Trump's starting to worry about his presence
I
mean, is it a concern for him?
Trump? Oh, I think he's concerned every day about his legacy, his image. I mean, this is a guy who goes minute to minute worrying about, you know, what people think of him. And
that's true.
Can he be an historic figure? It's just amazing.
But, I think the other thing is, as President Biden is, like, through executive orders, dismissing some of the changes that were made by Trump, that's got to hurt him, too.
Oh, it's got to be killing him. Yeah, not just Biden, but Congress. I mean, day after day, we cover stories of legislation moving through that just dismantle everything done in the last 4 years. And eventually, they're going to get around to that tax cut, which they consider their signature achievement, and they're going to start dismantling that as well. So everything, it's got to be driving them crazy. But, you know, you all were making a point about ex-presidents, how they generally, you know,
fade off into the sunset,
Because I was thinking that we've had 2 one-term presidents in our lifetimes who could have run again.
Right.
Maybe 3 if you count Johnson. But they all could have run again. But after they left office, there were no murmurs that, gee, they may come back in 4 years. And again, they stayed pretty quiet. I'm thinking Johnson, Carter, and Bush. There was just no talk of that at all. And we're seeing something that we just haven't seen.
The only thing I could think of is, I think it was 1980, in which Gerald Ford had been floated, kind of a team traffic with Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Ford had never been elected to begin with. He had
a
2.5-year term, and I think that was part of, you know, what was grating there. And also, remember, Ford, more so than most of these guys, was very much a creature of the Washington intelligentsia.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember?
Absolutely.
He had been a congressional leader and all that. He hung around here. He enjoyed mixing it up. Bush was a creature of that, too. But Bush had a certain, how can I put this? And I don't mean this critically of Ford, but Bush had a certain class about him. He sort of knew when his time was up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In a statesmanlike way, if I might add.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I wanted to talk about, I read something, I can't remember where it was or I heard it, but I thought it was very interesting about how, you know, these numbers of how much support Biden has in the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party is, I think, historically a little more splintered than Republicans in terms of coalescing behind one person or one leader. And, you know, the article basically said how the progressives and the moderates like him right now, and how is he doing that? And the point is, like, he didn't come through on $15 an hour. He's not in support of the $50,000 loan forgiveness. And he seems to have a skin crawl when you talk about packing the court. And so what has he done to placate the progressives then if those three things are left by the wayside?
Well, by the way, you forgot Medicare for All.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I mean, when he laid out that health agenda a couple weeks ago, there was no mention of that. In fact, what was called Medicare, whatever it is, where he'd expand it to people 60 and over, but no mention of universal health coverage. But the progressives, it's interesting, because yesterday at the Capitol, talking to different liberals about this, right. And first of all, they know, they just want to dismantle a lot of what Trump did. They're still appalled at how far Trump went on certain issues, the tax cut being most prominent, but also climate change. And they're pleased with his appointments so far. Just go down the list, you know, appointing a gun control advocate to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Right.
The new EPA director, they love her. Bringing in John Kerry to help with that. I mean, I can go on and on, but they love his appointments. The other thing is they know this is as good as it's going to get for
right.
them. I mean, Bernie Sanders is probably not going to be elected president.
What?
Nor is breaking news.
The heck you say?
Right. So they're watching him. They're going to see, but they know the alternative. So the one I find interesting to watch is the woman from Washington State, Pramila Jayapal.
Yes.
She's a very interesting woman because she's now the head of what's called the Congressional Progressive Caucus. That's the liberals.
Right, right.
And they're out there with this far-left stuff all the time. But she's also a veteran legislator. I think she was in the state senate in Washington State. So it's interesting. She'll talk for 20 minutes and tell you how badly we need Medicare for All, and then say, yeah, but Congresswoman, you're never going to get that through this Congress. And it's like, yeah, I know. So here's what I'm doing.
Bear in mind that Bill Clinton, I believe, was thinking about during one of his terms, maybe a second, of taking Medicare down to 54, I think it was, or 55. He wanted to expand the eligibility as well. Let's talk about the Supreme Court and taking it from 9 to 13. Mm-hmm. As Gerald Nadler calls it, I'm unpacking the court. So what exactly are we talking about here?
A lot of problems with that. The feeling is that, first of all, you're kicking a door open. All right, so you pack the court. You add four people. You appoint four liberals, right? 4 years from now, Donald Trump or whoever, Nikki Haley or somebody, gets elected president. So they expand it to 17. What you're doing is the criticism, and I think it was Stephen Breyer who said this, you're politicizing the court. Right now, people respect the Supreme Court for a lot of reasons, and one of them is it's above politics. That's why they have lifetime appointments. So right. politics can't touch them. And you know, the court is just rife with stories of people appointed because they were darlings of conservatives or liberals who then didn't turn out that way.
Right.
Exhibit A being the Warren Court. In the
50s. Souter.
Right. Or Souter. Or Brian Roberts. John Roberts, for that matter. Right. We still have Obamacare. So you don't know. And that's what strengthens the court in the eyes of most people. So I don't see this going anywhere. Like I say, if it does, it kicks the door open.
I just don't, you know, as somebody who is sort of proudly independent, I don't understand the appeal of doing it. When power is cyclical, it just doesn't make any sense. It's been since the 19th century. I just don't understand the argument for it.
No, the argument for it is the Democrats are angry because they see a court right now that's going to be 6-3 conservative. But again, you can't predict how justices are going to vote or grow or whatever, and it's just not that simple.
Well, is that exemplified, by the way, by the fact that they didn't take up more of the Trump election cases?
Wow, good point.
Partly, but again, it's a worry that you have. Let's see, Barrett, the newest judge, is still in her 40s. Gorsuch, I think, and Kavanaugh are young, maybe 50, 52.
Right.
The feeling is they'll be there forever, and maybe. I mean, there's a lot of things happen. So that's the worry. But again, politicizing the Supreme Court,
I know. And by the way, it's not. I don't believe the number of people on the board, on the court, is dictated by the Constitution.
No, no.
So, I mean, it's not a constitutional issue here. If you want to, I guess you can.
Hey, yeah, Roosevelt tried.
You bet he did. Hey, couldn't get part of the New Deal through, so okay. Hey, listen, thank you for being on, David.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy the snow.
Enjoy the cherry blossoms, which you can't get close to.
I'd like to enjoy the Orioles, but that's another story.
Well, Brian will keep an eye on that.
You joined him for the first weekend. That's enough.
Yeah, then your Red Sox took care of that.
All right. David, have a good weekend, buddy.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, and the same to you. Have a great weekend. Brian, you too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.